Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our clock's all set up now, and the day and the time, no matter where you are. We actually do have some listeners in Italy. I hear from people around the world. It's pretty easy to connect. As you know, these days, these modern days, this modern era of connection and communication on social media, people have found us at gooddayshow.com, or they have communicated with us on our social media at Good Day Networks, and you can do the same no matter where you are. It's nice to hear a lot of people come out of the woodwork, Jay, on the birthday. And so there are people that I've heard from. Actually, some of the people I was noticing, some have actually connected with me for years and years and years with the happy birthday stuff. So it's nice to have all those people who are connected here, there, and everywhere, radio stations and listening online and listening to the podcast and the download. So happy birthday to all of you. Thank you. Yay! That's the Good Day program, Doug and Jay. November the 8th, Wednesday, is upon us. It's a new era for a lot of people. My local election here saw a couple of upsets that were not predicted. And I wonder if that isn't a good thing. I'm not sure that I like, well, it is what it is, what the election has done, portended for us here locally. There are a lot of politicians who are happy today. There are a lot of politicians who are sad today. A lot of politicians who are angry today. Supporters are angry. Supporters are happy. That's just the way it works. So if I were to ask you, Jay, about the takeaway regarding abortion in Ohio, it seems that the trend continues to protect abortion. If you look at the results of other elections in other states and you see what happened in Ohio, you want to give us a thumbnail sketch of what happened and maybe what other issues there were in Ohio as long as you're there.
Ohio is enshrining the right to reproductive care, including access to abortion, in the state constitution. And another thing that passed is the legalization of recreational marijuana.
How big was the margin when it came to the vote on marijuana? I'm curious to see how things, what's the feeling is the voter.
I didn't say what the most recent, but the last time I had checked, it was like 52%, I believe. It was 52-48.
Yeah, most of those, the questions on marijuana pretty much are consistent around the country. Where it's passed, it's usually 52%, 53%, 54%, 55%.
Well, this isn't the first time it's been on the ballot, but it is the first time that it has passed.
Oh, okay. So what do you think has changed? And are you surprised? I know a lot of them, depending on where you live in the state of Ohio, some people are happy about this because this is sort of a regional thing, cities versus towns and country versus urban. In terms of what the attitude is to have the support for abortion rights.
Well, I feel like if we're going to stereotype people, it is the cliche that usually people on the right will vote against abortion rights, people on the left will vote for abortion rights. That's really not true. Of course, you have people on the left that do vote against abortion rights, people on the right that do vote against it, or for it. I mean, I view Ohio as a more conservative state. It's definitely always one of the swing states, but it is significantly more conservative. There were, when you look at signs in people's yards or on roadways, there were a significantly higher number of no signs, vote no for issue one, than there were vote yes for issue one. So I was a little surprised that it won, and I was surprised that recreational marijuana won, especially because it feels like Ohio only when did Ohio get medical? It feels like really recently.
So what would you say is the demographic, if we looked around the state? I found when I worked there, went to school there, and spent time in northwest Ohio at Tiffin, where I went to Heidelberg, and then in the southwest part of the state, in Cincinnati, which is close to Kentucky. I was on the air at CKW there and at CKY. I don't know if unpredictable is the right word. It's a mix, I guess, that, and you sort of said that. So hard to predict. I wonder how many younger voters turned out versus middle-aged or older voters. No, it's in off-year elections, and that's what they call these, it's usually older voters who turn out. And if that's the case, and both marijuana and legalization of abortion rights took place, that may sow the seeds of a drift, if you will, in how older, again, mostly older people vote, or people from your age up. Not a lot of younger voters turn out for these elections. Too bad, because they ought to, because they influence a lot of policy and a lot of things that need to be influenced. But anyway, what was described by the by one handle I saw, Beat Red Kentucky, fellow who is the governor of quote unquote Beat Red Kentucky, held onto his office by the hair on his chinny chin chin, but he campaigned on reproductive rights, and so anyway, there is a Democrat that won in Pennsylvania on the Supreme Court.
Elvis Presley could not save his cousin?
No, apparently.
It's not cousin. How is he related?
They were cousins. They were cousins. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. So that's a surprise. That did surprise me, frankly. I figure because people often, more often than not, in fact, will support a name because they don't really know what the issues are. Pay attention to it. Joe Biden and Donald Trump were not on the ballot, obviously. So how much of a factor were either of them in the results of the election is a question that a lot of partisans will ask, and a lot of the right-wing radio hosts will ask that today, and they'll find a way. Look at Donald Trump. He got this guy elected.
The headlines will always be whether or not they were a Donald Trump supporter or...
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's more about Trump in that regard than Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't have coattails for anybody, and yet more Democrats won. So that, I don't know, that kind of tells you something, I think. The big story, though, seems, as I look around, I'm looking at four different stories at the same time, and they all seem to lead with Ohio and what happened there. The pundits are going to say, oh, this is a transformational election. Don't they always say that? Yes, it's big doings for whomever.
They're always transformational and they're always unprecedented.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the one thing, to go back to Ohio and the abortion thing for a second, if I may, there, this business of who is appointed to the Supreme Court and how each time this has come up for a vote in any state, whether it would be a blue state or a red state, abortion rights, which is kind of a lousy way of putting it, sanctity of life, I don't know what you want to, whatever you want to, everybody knows what we're talking about, has won.
Reproductive rights, maybe?
Reproductive rights, thank you. Yeah, that's the best way of referring to it. It wins at the ballot box. And so does that mean that, there'll be people who will pull this apart today? The Supreme Court was wrong. The Supreme Court really didn't overturn Roe v. Wade, as much as some people will say that's what happened. It did suggest that the states individually ought to make the decision. So as each state votes, that tells you, I think, where the heads are of the people in the country. That's the way I look at this. I think that, I don't know, the Supreme Court probably did what they should have done in with that particular issue, but it wasn't really about abortion rights. It was really about what the states are supposed to be doing or not, versus whether this should be federalized. And that's the way I've always interpreted it. I didn't see it as a... I didn't like it, because I think Roe v. Wade should stand, but I think that that what they did was probably legally the right thing to do. As a matter of fact, as much as this sounds kind of contradictory, I think it's one of the few times since this bunch that Trump appointed had been put in, and the thing was tilted in the direction it was tilted, that they made a good decision or a right decision. Based on the law, from what I know, talking to, listening to, and reading constitutional lawyers' overview of what actually happened. And it's a perfect example of people who don't really get the reality of the law or the reality of what the Supreme Court really does. That's just the way I look at it. So, but it looks like it was... a good night for the Democrats, and they should smile, because I don't think it's going to be a good night for Democrats next year at all. I think Biden's going to lose, and honestly, I'm always honest, and I reject the fact that, can I tell you the truth?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest with you? Yeah, okay, yeah. I think, and yesterday made me think it even more, that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is really a factor in all of this. He's a big factor. It's a year away from the presidential election. And unless this guy turns out to be a bumbling fool, and I don't think he is, or turns out to make a big mistake, and I don't think he will, I think this guy's got a shot. Because Biden is so unpopular, even among his own party, and they can't seem to get their together. Now, because of Susan Rice and that bunch that are still trying to control things and not looking at the tea leaves. And same with the Trumpers. I think the next year is going to be disastrous for Trump with all this legal stuff. I don't wish it, but I think that that's the way to look at it. And more people are saying, you know, what is it with these two guys? What do we need them for? Who's this guy over here? Oh, his name is Kennedy?
Third parties.
Yeah, wait a minute. A third party? Let's go.
When was the last time that a third-party candidate had a somewhat decent? Was that Nader? Ralph Nader
was one, and probably may have been, and Ross Perot was another one.
Oh, that's right.
That shaped the election of George Bush. So, yep, interesting to see and watch. That's for sure. 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hi, I can help whoever's
there. Cooper's Overnight Shipping Company has to deliver the goods.
Ship these gifts to your grandkids.
They need a logistics manager to keep the wheels turning.
126 packages going to Toronto, Tuscaloosa, Montreal, and Minneapolis. Oh, boy.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's interesting how the word spreads quickly. It was about a week ago that the public became aware that Barbara Streisand has a new book out, more or less the story of her life, her memoir, and it literally, I don't want to say everybody, but there's a big buzz on this book for a lot of different reasons, including what Barbara Streisand said to JFK when they met in 1963. And then there's a whole lot of other stuff that there is a tease attached to. Her memoir is called My Name is Barbara, and she has lots of explanations, lots of events, lots of things that would be sort of colorful. And when you read the book, there's nothing blasé about it. Let's put it that way, and I'll talk more about it with you, right? Nothing blasé about it. There's never been anything blasé about her. So what's the scoop? We'll find out after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's something about her that's always been kind of cute. She's fabulously wealthy because of her intelligence, what she did with the money that she made, CBS did a long interview. Everybody's doing lots of interviews with her, going through the house. Gail, what's her name? Who's on CBS Morning? Gail King, right? She had. Long time with her. Anyway, so she talked to JFK as they were going through the reception line. She performed at the Kennedy Center, I think. As a matter of fact, after she'd been on the Dinah Shore Chevy show where the president saw her, he asked if she would come sing at some event. I guess it was the White House Correspondents Association's dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And said, sure. So going through the line to shake hands with the president, as celebrities do and some people do, they were all told, don't talk to the president, just say hello, nice to meet you, or something like that, and keep moving.
Yeah, don't ask for autographs, just...
Right. But, yeah, she didn't do that. She engaged him in a conversation. He said, you have a beautiful voice. And then I pulled out a card and asked him to sign it. And then he sent it back to you. He went back and forth. She said, you're a doll. And some people were surprised to hear you say that. And she said, oh, I just kind of slipped out. She's who she is. She's a very interesting, I like the fact that she's with Brolin, James Brolin, the actor.
Yeah.
Kind of a B-level guy, but they hit it off immediately as they both tell the story. And you can tell by looking at them and their body language that they still really have it for each other. She's 81. I think he's close to it. He was in Marcus Welby. He's been a lot of stuff, but he didn't have the same visibility as she did. But obviously, they have it. So congratulations to her. The book is called My Name is Barbara, if you're interested in her new memoir. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process. And, of course, increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. All more next time.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Some elections took place yesterday across this great nation. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected after fending off Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. In Ohio, the state has passed a ballot measure putting abortion rights into its constitution. Ohio voters also voted in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. The suspect in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur has been given a trial date for next year. Dwayne Davis has been given the details yesterday in the Las Vegas, Nevada courtroom. He'll face the trial in June of next year for the 1996 Las Vegas drive-by shooting of Tupac. Davis has pleaded not guilty. Today is officially STEM Steam Day, And there's no way around it. Children are significantly better off with strong science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics skills. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Day. When do we get to the Wednesday part?
Do you not know this song?
No. What is it? What's the song called?
It is a big 80s song.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Can you spin me around? Oh, you don't like 80s music?
I tune out after the 70s for the most part. But once in a while, there's something big. Who is this?
Dead or Alive.
That's it. Yep, dead or alive.
Yeah. Spin me round. Parentheses like a record.
So like an episode of Name That Tune.
Right? I watched a little of that last night. Some woman actually guessed some time. I wish I had been on that show at least last night, because I could name that tune in one note. This one, not so much.
What's the one that Jamie Foxx did? Oh, Beat Shazam. That's it.
Yeah. Is that back as he, when he was sick, they had, what's his face, who's everywhere, Cannon, Nick Cannon doing it. He's not as good as Jamie Foxx was at it. It was Jamie Foxx's idea to produce the show.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, anyways. It was he and his daughter, and that
his
was always
yeah.
cute to watch.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cute. Yeah, it was cute. Yep, yep. Speaking of cute, here's Doug Steffen. Oh, really? That's me. Hello. And Jay Kirshner, who's lovely. I wouldn't call her cute because that's probably sexist, right?
I wouldn't have taken it. I feel like everybody can be cute.
Yeah, right, in different
and
ways.
Lovely
that can have a positive.
Mm-hmm.
That can have a positive inference and a negative. You cute. You're cute. You know, and I like if somebody's not really honest or is kind of a mm-hmm. little sleazy, they're cute. And then if there are babies that are cute,
uh-huh.
there's a difference in the tone.
Well, right? And
you're
it's
so
also
cute.
Yeah, and it's also perception. And I was watching a video that was talking about, like, body language and kind of, we're always told, don't read between the lines of people sometimes, because we put our own attitude or what's yep. going on in our own lives on somebody else. The whole saying, yeah, we don't see things as they are, we see things as we are. Well, there's this one guy who was saying, if you want to know if somebody likes you or if you feel like somebody doesn't really care for you, give them a compliment. Nothing grander, nothing huge, just give them a compliment. Mm-hmm. Because if they do like you, they'll take the compliment. If they don't like you, they take the compliment as an offensive, sarcastic statement.
Wow. Think
the whole
about
thing
that.
Perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perception, reality, all that good stuff. I think when we learn how to handle things like that, it depends on how resilient you are. If you have run into headwinds in your life, and you overcome them, sometimes depending on what that is, you are you think of yourself. I think what you just said sort of blends into, you are going to be or receive stuff like that depending on whatever your own experiences have been with your parents. Did they praise you legitimately? Or do they always say, oh, you're such a good boy, or you're such a good girl? You know, that, a lot of that foolishness with every car you see. My son is an honor student at Mofusky Junior High School. Who cares? That's not really... what's your son really like? Not, you know, that's what he's done. But what is he really like? Is he friendly? Is he loving? Is he happy? Yeah, you know, those are the more important things, I think, than whether he's on the honor roll at Mofusky Junior High School. It's just me. Anyway, broad spectrum of ideas and experiences that we talk about here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. And the focus on Israel continues, with Israel saying its troops have advanced to the heart of Gaza City. This is, what, the second month of this war? I think it is, right? We've been at this for... well over a month.
October 7th was, yeah.
No, okay, so on the 8th, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The United Nations has stepped up their appeal for a humanitarian pause in the hostilities. There's no food, there's no water. The United States has asked Netanyahu to open the door. Apparently they have a little, but not a lot. And I think that Netanyahu is showing his true colors. He's kind of a hard ass. And that's, you know, now, on the other hand, if somebody attacked you like they did, and you want to retaliate so it doesn't happen again, or somehow put the other side. Listen, nobody's hands are clean in this thing. I'm changing my mind a little bit about how this all started, frankly. And so even Democrats, who have, they're trying to get Joe Biden reelected, or somebody with a D behind their name. But when you look at the backing of Israel in the conflict, there are a lot of members of his own party, including Barack Obama, who says,
that more has to be done to avoid killing the civilians. And I think he's right, frankly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Biden has tried to strike a balance, arguing that Israel has a right to self-defense. Absolutely, they do. They have been, the last 3 or 4 days, careful communications between the two, like Blinken and whoever's counterpart is in Israel, to be careful. Anyway, you don't hear much from O'Biden.
Roy would be so proud.
Yes, right, exactly. Anyway, so Obama has kept pretty quiet. He doesn't say much about much. He's just enjoying his bank account. And, you know, okay, that's what happens when you're president. But he was asked, and he didn't hesitate. He's not a big fan of Netanyahu's, and doesn't think Biden should trust him, basically. So when you look at the numbers, though, 10,000 Palestinians or more have been killed. Well, that's if you listen to Hamas. Maybe that's the right number, maybe it isn't, but a lot of them have been killed. 1,400 Israelis. Then there were a lot of people who were saying the same thing that Obama said. I don't want to make a big deal out of what Obama said, but it's interesting. He goes on to talk about the Israeli occupation, that's what he called it, what's happening to Palestinians, referred to it as being unbearable. But what about Hamas? And what about what they have done? See, you take each step along the way, and you see that Hamas has always been the bad guys, in terms of the sort of step-by-step approach to trying to push Israel into the sea. They've used this, the people who run Hamas, very politically astute, very certainly motivated by money. It looks like they really want to get rid of the Israelis. What they really want is to get money. They want to be paid off. That's what Hamas has been about since they started. It's a perfect opportunity for somebody like Arafat, who was the founder, one of the founders of Hamas back in the 50s, to extort money from all sides. And that's what they do, to try to bring peace. They pay off the United States, usually the biggest ones in European countries as well. So I don't see that the U.S. doesn't continue to have Israelis back, but then there's the, you know, how far is too far, and this is a hard place to be, because Netanyahu, again, is not he's kind of a wily character. I use the term cute, and he's a cutie, you know, that meaning of it, and you know what I'm saying. He's a cutie. And so he's put together, is it possible that he knew, and others in the inner circle, there are people who say now that they had to know there was going to be an attack. Netanyahu decided not to, this is rumor, this mm-hmm. is suggestion, this is inference. So did he know and not tell anybody, because he knew that if Israel was attacked, he'd be able to put together a government that would stick, and he'd be able to stay in power?
Mm-hmm. And or were there rumblings that something was going to happen, but they didn't think it would happen so soon?
Yeah, any of that, all of that stuff. So, anyway, there have been some people that are Democrats that have been pretty out with their approach to Biden and Gaza. I don't know. It's exasperating because it's just so much talk. And then there are these crazy people, like this woman in Indiana who crashed on purpose into a school that she thought was run, was a Jewish school. So she got herself arrested, which is good. She ought to go to jail and stay there. So the allegation is she crashed her car into the Israelite School of Universal and Practical Knowledge. She thought it was a pro-Jewish organization. So the Anti-Defamation League says that this school is an extremist organization that is anti-Israel. So it shows you how stupid this woman is and how stupid some people are. Just because the word Israel is in it, that doesn't mean anything. And actually, I'd be more suspicious. The reference to Israelite is an old, old biblical anti-Jewish phrase, if you want to use the word phrase. So anyway,
This woman said to the police that she'd been watching the school, watching the news, and she just couldn't breathe anymore. She's a Palestinian by birth, and she felt, well, anyway, you know, probably you know the rest of the story. You can get the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
Just people read the headlines. They don't read the meat of the story, and they don't really know what's going on. Their emotions get the best of them.
Unfortunately, nobody was injured.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, over in Gaza, doctors are performing operations without anesthesia. The operations, amputations, people get shot or whatever it is, injured in the melee. That would not be something I'd be anxious to put up with, but it's like the old time, you know, bite the bullet literally, chew on something. But there's not only that, there's such a desperate need for water and for fuel and food and any kind of health care. This is where some of the deaths are coming from. And so this is, they're trying to get, I guess this week there have been 400 or 500 trucks a day of aid going across the border, or sometimes they get to the border and they can't get across, but they're trying to get things to the hospitals, but the people guarding the border don't trust that, you know, and I could understand why they wouldn't, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible situation, a horrible place for them to be. It's just horrible. The whole thing is horrible. And if that weren't bad enough, in Ukraine, there was a grenade sent to somebody as a birthday gift, somebody in the army, and it blew up and killed this guy who was one of the heads, or an aide to the head of the armed forces. So this shows you, you know, we've taken our eye off of Ukraine a bit until it comes to the money department. And so this is a reminder that there's still ugly, ugly stuff going on there as well. 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us. It's time for Food, Farm, and Family Info, which you can follow and track every day, all the work that Jay does, foodfarmfamily.com, to put together most of the information that's here. I saw this and I thought it was very important. For those of you who are wondering why meat is costing as much as it is, poultry, pork, that sort of thing, you should know that there is an inside ag operation called AgriStats. Farmers, beet producers especially know who this company or what this company is and what it's about. They have been sued by the Justice Department. It's a civil antitrust lawsuit against this company, AgriStats, because they are organizing and managing information that is exchanged among the chicken, pork, turkey, and meat processors. It's anti-competitive information. Basically, what they're saying is these people are involved in price fixing, which is exactly what's been going on for a long time. They have integrated the news about distribution, what's going on. It's competitively sensitive information. And so the price of what the farmers paid is in this suit. The cost for the middleman to distribute the produce that we're talking about, and then what competing meat processors are having to do business with the four big grocery store chains. These people at AgriStats are in the middle of all of this. And so you're wondering why it costs as much. Wait till you see the price of turkey. If you haven't already bought a frozen turkey for Thanksgiving, and the farmer doesn't get his or her just reward, it's the middleman, and it's the middleman is the processor, if you will. Apparently, this affects 90% of broiler chicken sales, 80% of pork sales, 90% of turkey sales in our country. The reports are maneuvered, if you will, because they tell each other what this guy is getting and what that guy is paying and what. So it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And so collusion in agriculture, especially industrial strength agriculture, is big time. It's not on the family farm. The family farmers, they're not interested in what the other guy is charging. They charge what they think they need to in order to pay the expenses of growing good food and making it available to you. But these guys, the business has gotten so big. The USDA, the Justice Department, working together to enforce the rules that have... These companies are so big, they basically say, up yours to the Justice Department and the government. We're going to do what we want because we can. And so you're the one at the grocery store. Again, if you're going to a local butcher, not affected. Going to a local farmer, not affected. But if you're buying in grocery stores, you're paying the price. So there's just word to the wise. Have you bought a turkey? I wonder how many people have. I just started thinking about that. It's only 2 weeks till Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Normally, when we were in Nashville, we would have bought our turkey by now, and we bought it. We would buy it from. It would come delivered. We bought it from a farm. There's a farm that we liked that had its own website and everything, and you could put your orders in, and you could get one that was like a raw turkey you would cook yourself. You could get one that was already smoked for you. It was great. And it was coming directly from the farm.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of these, like, veggie. There's a good... I go to the veggie grill when I'm in California a lot. I brought it to Miles there the other night. And I just saw they filed for bankruptcy. And then there are a bunch of these veggie fast food chains that have fallen by the wayside because they don't have enough support. Frankly, you got to have if you're going to start a company like this and go nationwide, you got to have a lot of money to do it. So this little company started with a single food truck back in 2008, and they grew. There have been a couple of sharks that are invested in these sorts of things. This is not one of them. Barbara invested in the lobster outfit, and they've done very well. So. Anyway, here's a fast food delivery company called the Wonder Group. They got a $100 million investment yesterday from the Nestle company. They sell high-end, high-tech kitchen equipment. Now, why would Nestle want to invest in that? One would wonder. It just kind of shows you, again, the big getting bigger and getting to all ends of the spectrum, right? Where'd you start?
Yeah, these things are getting more and more popular. There are so many different brands, and I feel like Nestle, I'm surprised they're only just now getting into it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what do you have in your kitchen? I don't really even know what the brands are. I know kitchen and dishwasher. Yeah. All right. So there it is. That's great. A lot of interesting stories today because that's what the program is about. It's 59 after the hour.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.